Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All of us at Podcast One want to say thank you for listening to this show. We would also like to ask a small favor of you. It'll take less than 10 minutes, and if you're one of the first few people to fill out the survey, we'll give you something for your time. We would like you to complete a short survey for us to help make things better around here. Just go to listeningsurvey.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's listeningsurvey.com. The first 125 people to go and complete this survey will get a $10 gift certificate to restaurant.com, and there is a chance to win an additional $100 Amazon gift card. Filling out the survey will really help us out. Go to listeningsurvey.com, and thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
And now, Sonny Carolla reads a tweet from James Woods.
Oh, to excise a tumor, it must first be diagnosed. The cancer devouring the soul of my beloved Catholic Church is pederasty, plain and simple.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
The heavy kid, man.
Wow. A lot of deep thoughts. Big words.
And listen, this is going to continue well into Sonny's 40s, because even when James passes, we'll still have a backlog of his tweets for Sonny to go over.
I hope Sonny doesn't Google pederasty.
All right. I want to thank Castrol Edge for this half of the show, Titanium Strong for Maximum Engine Performance, MyBlue. You can go to MyBlue.com and give it a try, and True Car as well. Visit that app, TrueCar.com. We got the Ranchero Countdown. I think we're going to play it spontaneously. You guys, since we're on such a movie buzz here and checks in town, Taken came on the other day.
Never a bad decision.
The first one. And I was like, oh, I'm sticking with this bad boy. But there was a bad 555 moment in that movie. And it was like a double 555. And we'll take a look at it. Liam like pulls out a card and goes, give me a call. And I'm not sure why they need to pull in tight on the card.
We presume there's a number on it.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Like when you make a movie, they go, all right, you know, he gets out of the car, walks up the driveway, he's home. And then they go, all right, let's get a tight shot of you putting the key in the lock. And it's like, or we could just have me in the kitchen. And they go, yeah, but we need,
let's get, how that do we tight, know it's your home?
Get that shot of you putting the key in and then turning the deadbolt and then opening the door. And then you go, Or I could just be in the entry hall going, honey, I'm home. Let's grab this shot. And you go, why? And they go, let's just play it safe.
Got to cover it.
We got to cover
sure
it.
And it's
it
covered.
Like, you don't, someone can hand someone a business card. We don't need to pull in tight on it. Just go, here's my card.
Everyone will assume there's a number on it.
Right.
By the way, if you say, well, we absolutely need the close-up, why not have Liam Neeson's thumb cover like three digits? Then you don't have to do the 555 jazz.
Let's see what happens. I can't even remember, but I was sitting home drinking a little scotch watching this one. Oh, he had the 555 on both sides of the card, I think. Give me a little head on that. Let me see. Watch. What? Max Pat is struggling over there. You got it? She hands him the card. He looks down on it. We got a
555.
And we turn it over to another 555. Okay, unnecessary. Unnecessary. She goes, give me a call. And she gives him the card. We assume there's not just swastikas all over it, that there's a number on the card. That was a 555 turned over, and then another 555.
You know what I heard recently as a side note? That Liam Neeson is considered by almost all women to be one of the great hunks of our...
And he is.
He's one I would walk right by. Would never know he's considered handsome.
And do you know what else the other rumor is?
Well endowed.
Milton Berle size.
Is that true?
Yeah.
All right. Well that's...
Can I ask this about Liam Neeson?
Sure.
What if he was from one of the Dakotas?
That's right.
Because I think the Liam and the sort of European flair adds a lot to him. Because I don't find him traditionally handsome. I understand he's pretty hunky, but I'm not pretty or even good looking.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of other stuff that goes along
there's
with
mystique
him.
Added for sure with the accent.
Right.
If he walked in this room, you would be like, wow, who's the hunk?
I think so. Well, just because his stature and
he's tall.
A big guy. You know who else falls exactly in that category?
He's 6'2", right?
He seems hulking.
I consider that tall.
All right, but I'm 6'2", and no one thinks I'm attractive.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody's even thought about it.
Let's say no one cares.
You know who else? Because he does a great American accent, but then when he turns up the English accent, the panties drop. Idris Elba. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, how dare you not jump on board?
He's another one who I'm immune to.
What?
I know. Listen, Eric Decker, the guy who just retired, he was on the Jets and Broncos and everything. That guy, he's a handsome devil. Talk about a panty dropper, right? That's what I told him. You know, I swooned. I felt like the luckiest lady in the world when he locked eyes with me. He's handsome.
I got to see a picture.
Liam Neeson, I didn't know where he is. Whoa, okay.
Nah, it's a lot of Europe. It's a lot of, here's the thing. As guys, we do not factor in anything else but the aesthetic in this department, you know?
True.
She's European, or she works with at-risk youth, or,
she's tall.
She adopts dogs from the whatever. Tall will factor in.
Yeah.
But you don't care where she's from or what she sounds like.
There's not a whole bunch of other stuff floating around out there. It's just the pure aesthetic.
Do you think she's attractive? She's from Poland. Ooh, tell me more.
Right.
The guys do not react that way.
Right.
Speaking of attractive, I want to put you on the spot a little bit, but a couple of years ago, we asked Gina, when Tom Brady and Garoppolo were on the same team, that was an unstoppable combination of handsomeness and one team for quarterbacks. Now that he's broken up, is there a similarly... who's the new king of backup quarterback, starting quarterback, good looking?
I don't know. Bobby Brister and... I'm going Pittsburgh for you, buddy.
Hey, me could do a lot worse than Mason Rudolph and Big Ben. No, I
yes, you're right. You can't do a lot worse.
I did address this with both Brady and Garoppolo at one of their Super Bowls. I asked them both, and then I went beyond just the two quarterbacks, and I solicited the opinions of Vince Wilfork, who said, why are you asking that? I don't have any opinions on men who look good and who's a man. And then I asked Gronk, and he considered it for about three beats, and I thought he wasn't going to answer. And then he turned to me and said, Brady.
Yeah.
And I said, you're right, Gronk.
Black jocks have a, I don't want to call it homophobia, but they don't play along in that department.
It's frowned upon in certain communities.
They just don't. I've done that thing where it's like, look, you're a bit okay, man.
Hey, I'm not like that.
Right. And you go like, yeah, I'm married, but you know, I'm just making a joke.
I acknowledge that Jimmy Garoppolo is a handsome man.
Who's hotter in football than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
No, I disagree.
Tom Brady is my number one, and I like Garoppolo.
I'm with Gina on this. Garoppolo above Brady.
If you can see past race, would you consider Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
Past race.
I know how racist you are. If you can set that aside for a moment. Could you consider Cam Newton?
You know, the only ding on his record is that he named his kid Chosen One. That's tough. But he's so hot. Nice. But Jimmy is Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think it goes Jimmy Cam Brady.
I'm kind of with you on that too. But look, everyone's a winner. All right.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Also, the Taken scene. There's actually 3555 numbers in that scene.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
One inside the card is 2555 numbers.
Did we decide? You can go to amcarolla.com if you want to take a look at that.
There's four.
There's four?
Because look at the one that's not written, handwritten at the bottom.
There's four.
On the same card?
Sheck is completely right, by the way. Just put your thumb over the last two digits and you're right, the director's number.
Speaking of thumbs, look at Liam Neeson's thumb. He's one of those people who has the really short fingernails.
Yeah.
It's much less attractive.
Wider than it is long. Yuck.
I have better fingernails, ladies.
All right. Is it Ranchero or Ranchera? Because you're saying and Dawson's saying
Ranchero.
Oh. All right. Oh, God. I feel like
I looked it up. I use a computer.
All right. Dawson, I'm going to use your batting average, and I'm going to factor that in against that computing device, and I'm going to say it's Ranchera.
Okay. I got you 100% loud and clear.
He also says cottage cheese.
I'm willing to be swayed if you can pull up some documentation that says Ranchero. I like Ranchero better.
Well, you search Amazon Music for Ranchero, and immediately Ranchero Music comes up as something to search.
We got a little Clash of the Titans going on here. Max Pata, what do you got? Gina, what do you got?
Yeah, I got Wikipedia. It says ranchera is a genre of traditional music of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe on the streets it's ranchero.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, my papa drove a Ford Ranchero.
Yeah.
Ranchero on the streets and ranchero in
Ranchero goes in calzones made by Dawson.
Way worse right. Rancheros.
Let's not pull the scab off that very old wound. The most uncomfortable conversation I've ever been a part of is when Jimmy said to Dawson, "No, you're not welcome to come over for NFL football." And Dawson went, "All right, but that was a bit for the show, right?" Jimmy went, "No, it was not.
I should have saved that email too.
It was not a bit for the show."
Then he walked in, self-proclaimed biggest Chargers fan in the world. Wait, why are my Bolts up on the big screen? Because they're on a bye, pal.
That's a really good way to embellish on the story.
That was a true story.
No, I did not know it was the Chargers bye week. That much is true.
All right.
Looking for, hey guys, which game should we watch? I go, hey, is the Chargers game on? Ah, they're on a bye week, man!
Look, it's a tough crowd.
Yeah.
And you're going to show
tread
up.
Lightly.
I would rather be the guy who got disinvited to football by Jimmy Kimmel than the guy who lost his job to Danny Bonaducci.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Hurtful.
Wow. No, you know what? In the moment, you're right. It was a great humiliation. But since then, it has served as a great conversation starter in any number of interviews. Hey, tell me about yourself. Well, I'm the only human being that I think has ever walked the planet Earth who got fired in favor of Danny Bonaducci. Yep. That's a feather in my cap. By the way, I thought Dawson's big news at the top of the show was going to be that he had tickets to the season opener for the San Diego Chargers. But... because they don't play there anymore. Never mind.
I got it.
Let's cut that from the show. Cut that from the show.
As we make our way from Salstember into Guactober, in a spirit of healing, the thing I love about the chip is first it goes into the guac, and then it slides along the top of the salsa, and the guac and the salsa live in harmony on that chip, just like the great Paul McCartney would sing about. And I would like us to mimic the great Mexican fare by saying, I think we can live on the same chip. I love guacamole. I love salsa. I see no reason to segregate them or to send the salsa to the back of the bus. Right. I like to live in a world. And I think the chip benefits. I think the guac benefits. I think the salsa benefits if we all live together in harmony on the same chip.
Yeah. Obama said the exact thing in his speech on Friday. So
it was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
All right.
A medley. He described America as guacamole. It was beautiful.
By the way, Brian and I are going to be down at that festival.
The guac fest.
All right. I feel like we've given enough plugs. Let me tell you, we got to play Ranchera Countdown in a second. First, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown that rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. Help fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance from your car. Three times.
Three times, fool.
Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. Castrol Edge, unlock the true performance in your car's engine. All right, I don't want to play an official round, but let's just, you got three random.
We picked two.
Ranchera songs. Mm-hmm. Do you start them at the top or you start them in the middle?
We're going to start them at the top.
Okay.
And I'll tell you that this first song is by Sheila Durkal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called E Legaste 2.
All right, turn it up, and imagine everyone has a big trig final tomorrow morning, and you have to study while this is being pumped into your bedroom. Here we go.
Seven seconds.
Should we be guessing?
Okay, ooh, song number two, you guys guess on.
All right, we'll guess on this. Now, 7 seconds is an eternity in the Mexican accordion world. That is a lifetime.
I went through about 35 songs here, and that's the tightest I could find.
Oh, well, wow. Given...
So far, well, wait a second. That's the second tightest I could find. This next one's a little tighter. I'll give you a guess. I'm not going to tell you anywhere from zero to seven. It's well, inside
that's,
that.
That's helping us quite a...
Say, that's really narrow.
You've narrowed it quite a bit, Dawson.
You either have five or six. Yeah.
Told you it's inside of 7 seconds.
Give a bit like Dawson
this
host
by
Jeopardy.
Cello, Mayor Mayvoy.
That will give you a hint.
Total runtime of 3:36. How say you?
Well, I'll tell you how we say now. I predict everyone's going to be inside 7 seconds. Dawson, probably shouldn't give those parameters next time. It bookends the betting. All right.
Four and a half.
If zero's not an option. And seven is
off the table.
I never said zero was not an option.
You said a little tighter.
Okay. I said this zero song is between zero and seven.
All right, but if we're going to bet on a time, almost any time.
Sure. No, I hear you. I was just, no problem.
All right, for next time, pardon the pun.
No, I've been prepping this game for the past 4 days.
I get you. I'm just saying we're gonna guess, so we don't even need parameters. It's just a time thing. All right, I'll say immediately. I'll go
zero.
Lights up.
I'm on a bye this week.
All right.
I'm going other in the spectrum. 8 seconds.
Eight? What?
That's insane.
You may be right.
Playing it safe. Going with four. Wow.
Ace.
That's a zero.
Thank you.
Lights up.
See, Brian, you made a mistake.
I learned. In retrospect, I can see the mistake I made. Will I make the same mistake again? No.
I will be wearing the sombrero proudly all week.
I want to buy this week.
All right. We will we'll take a break. We'll do the news when we come back.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right, let me tell you quick about my Blue. Vaping, huge now. No ash, no odor, no brainer. Blue, who introduced the vaping to the world, has now introduced my Blue. All the satisfaction, none of the hassle. Dr. Drew loves this because if you want to put down those nails and stop with the secondhand smoke and all of the smoke in your lungs and the it makes your hair smell and the headliner, the car smell, just click and go. Easy to use. One-click liquid pods. Switch between flavors in seconds. Wide range of flavors to choose from. just 20 minutes to charge, and you're set and ready to go all day. Comes with a free limited lifetime device warranty called MyCare, and you can try MyBlue today at MyBlue.com. That's MyBlue, BLU.com. Dawson.
Try MyBlue today at MyBlue.com. Not for sale to minors. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Blue and the Blue logo are trademarks of Fontum Holdings 4, BV 2018 Fontum.
All right. All right, Gina, what do we got?
Well, since the New York Times controversial op-ed was published on Wednesday, everyone's been trying to figure out who the anonymous Trump staffer who penned the piece is. And we may never find out, but we do know who claims not to be the writer. And Donald Trump has repeatedly called whoever it is gutless. It's not one of these people, according to them. VP Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary James Mattis, or Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, White House Press Secretary.
Wait, how do we know that?
Made an official statement saying it wasn't me. So this is who they're claiming. They're getting out in front of this saying it wasn't me.
Wow, but what does that mean?
Nothing. Okay. But these are the ones that have come forward trying to get out in front of this saying this had nothing to do with me.
I like that this is a report because that this is newsworthy that they deny it.
Yeah.
They wrote it anonymously. Well, yeah. Are they a day later going to be like, all right, it was me.
It was the same thing with Deep Throat, right?
Yeah,
of course, same thing. So White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders slammed the author and the New York Times. This was her official statement. If you want to know who this gutless loser is, call the opinion desk of the failing New York Times and ask them.
Ooh,
they're the only ones complicit in this deceitful act. And by the way, I took it out of the, because I didn't want to read their phone number, and then I was like, wait a second, this phone number seems fake. Do you know the New York Times phone number, the one she gave was 556-1234, speaking of movie phone numbers.
So close.
So that's
amazing.
It was
on the back of Liam Neeson's business card.
I saw that and I was like, that can't be real, but that's the number she gave. So if you're not familiar with what the letter says, I just pulled a couple of highlights so you know what all the big deal is about. One of the highlights says, we believe our first duty is to this country, and the president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. That is why many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's misguided impulses until he's out of office.
How do you do that, though?
I don't know. Well, this is he touches, or she or whoever touches on it, but we don't know exactly how they're doing it. They say, don't get me wrong. There are bright spots that the near ceaseless negative coverage of the administration fails to capture. Effective deregulation, historic tax reform, a more robust military, and more. But these successes have come despite, not because of, the president's leadership style, which is impetuous, adversarial, petty, and ineffective.
Wait, so but how does it, like, it would have happened if Hillary Clinton was there?
Well, he said, even in spite of the fact that this guy's incompetent, we're still able to get something done. So we don't know exactly how they're trying to derail.
But it said leadership style.
Yeah.
But how's it, if you want to lower corporate taxes.
Yeah.
It's in spite of Trump?
That's what this person
is. No, they're saying that in the Woodward book, a couple of stories, I think that's the source that both of these have come from. One, they claim that at one point he said, I want the Syrian president assassinated. And they said, we'll get right on that. And then they did nothing with that. And there was another story where there was a document that he wanted on his desk, and they removed it from his desk before he could sign.
Well, that's
from the fear book.
That makes sense. But what you just read doesn't make sense. What are the three
op-ed
positives? But
I'll tell you, it's deregulation,
right?
Historic tax reform, and a robust military.
And then it says, despite his leadership style,
despite, not because of, the president's leadership style.
Why are you putting the word style?
I don't
in
know.
There?
From that, what I took was from Mike Pence on down, I don't think Trump's making a lot of policy when it comes to things outside of walls and babies and such. Like, I don't think he's making a lot of specific tax policy or whatever policy. I think that's coming from Pence and guys who are wonks, like guys who like really want this stuff.
I think he wants the corporate, like, thinking what's the tax stuff and the deregulation.
In very in very broad terms. I don't think Trump is writing a lot of policy.
Oh, no, but he's in favor of taxes and deregulation.
I think it would help them.
But I think companies. They're going to make sure these things happen, despite what, you know, if he's ranting about what.
Yeah, right. If he decides on a tirade, forget it, I don't want it anymore, like, they'll still go ahead with it. It seems like they're probably saying they're ignoring his emotional decisions and just going with whatever.
No. That's fine. By the way, the thing where it's like, he's at desk, he's distracted, he changes subjects, he rants. I'm like, yeah, that's all. Didn't need a peek behind that curtain. That's how those guys, that's how he is, that's how I am. If somebody gave a description of me, they'd go, he gets going on this subject, then he gets going on that subject, then he rants on this, and then he goes back to that. Like, I'm assuming most of this stuff is exactly how I picture Trump behind the curtain.
So maybe we should get the 25th Amendment involved.
Well, I think everyone knows. Yeah, you guys should implement it. Right. I think everyone knows.
You're not a sound mind and body.
I wasn't surprised by any of this stuff. It seemed like that's who he is.
Well, that was the pitch that was made to Kasich, right? When he was the last guy against Trump. Right. They're like, listen, you come on board as our VP, you'll be the most powerful VP ever. I believe those are the exact words used. Like, you'll be the most powerful VP ever. You're basically going to run this thing. Right. Trump's going to be a figurehead.
Yeah.
And that's what Pence is. I mean, he's you know, he's running this stuff.
All right. Yeah.
In terms of policy. There we go.
And I love, too, at the beginning of this op-ed piece, they wanted to make very clear that this resistance is different than the other resistance going on. This is not a liberal party, democratic resistance. This is a Republican party who stands for Republican values, who's resisting inside the White House. They really want to make it clear it's not the one that we know mainstream as the resistance to the Trump administration.
It's great that the reality TV show guy who fired Gary Busey has appointed a Supreme Court justice who is the only one on record as saying that you shouldn't be able to charge a president with a crime. No, this is perfect.
I cannot stop listening to the hearing. I'm glued to those hearings. And I bet a friend I would give them $100 if Brett Kavanaugh answered a yes or no question with a yes or no.
It hasn't happened yet. I think your money's safe.
Yeah.
I had a thought. Max Patino, you're going to have to find it. But I thought in the spirit of, well, first there's, you know, Nike and Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. And then when all this stuff was going on at the border, many of the major airlines said, we will not fly these youths back to Guatemala, whatever. There's the civil disobedience taking a stand. There's these corporations who used to just stand off on the sidelines are now diving into the deep end of all this stuff, mostly to make more money, not because they give a shit about, you know, police shootings, but more so they have a sense. The optics are you must be involved with everything. And again, you know, Subarus are made with love.
They sure are.
Instead of bonderized steel, with like they used to brag about, you know, winning Paris to Dakar off-road challenge, and now they're just made with fairy dust, and we're all supposed to have good vibes about everything. So corporate America and beyond has just bought into this whole thing and realized, look, we don't care about Kaepernick or anything else, but we want to sell tennis shoes to 19-year-olds, and this is the way to do it. My prediction with the Supreme Court appointee and the possible overturn of Roe v. Wade, it'll go back to the states.
Right. It'll be legal here, not legal there.
Yeah. So it's not going to be legal everywhere. California, it's never going to be legal. You know, New York's not going to be legal. Most of the states, or a lot of states, it won't be legal. But in the states that are that way, Max Pata, time for you to do what we're talking about on this subject for such a long time before the show. Can't win for losing it, but I'm on that subject, so go ahead and put the states. We had a lot of confusion around some states.
He was signing the 25th Amendment document that was just put in front of him.
There are states where it will be legal, and then the thought is you must then go from that state to a state where it's legal if you'd like this procedure done. Let's say Mississippi. You then are Louisiana, let's say, would be the worst one. All right, so that gets overturned. But Southwest Airline has freedom to choose flights.
Oh my God!
You are now free to choose. You are now free to choose about the country.
Fly you to
come on,
Florida or Virginia. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, you see what I'm saying? They jump in and they go for people that make under, you know, low earners or whatever, don't have the funds to buy a flight and go get a flight to a state that would perform this. Southwest has a new fleet of pink planes. and they implement them. You guys may think this is nuts. No. I say it's going to happen.
Bags of remains fly free.
I was going to say, yeah, on the outgoing Ryan, flight, you have please. To buy two tickets on the way home, just one.
Come on, Dave.
Hey, listen. You've crossed the line.
Listen, sports guy. Stick to games with balls.
That's right. All right. So there you go, Southwest. I say, just like they jumped in on the border stuff, I bet they jump in on this stuff.
No, that was hilarious. I'm just sitting here in utter terror that this is going to become a reality.
It's 2018.
I just don't get it.
What are we doing?
Are these the same people that don't want to pay welfare for other people's kids?
That's right.
So which is it? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Speaking of which is it, how about this? You listening? About this,
yeah,
states' rights very important when it comes to the Confederate flag. It's all about states' rights, right?
Yeah,
I guess, but yeah. You can say same with like gay marriage. Yeah. Goes the other way. There's 1,000 examples back and forth each direction.
But here's the thing: people say it on both sides. I didn't know that those were your political views, and hence I will never follow you again. I will never listen to you again, or whatever. People do that on both
Every
sides
day.
Of the ledger yeah. all the time, Dude. And even if you insinuate that you disagree with somebody, stick to sports or yep. whatever. You get that all the time. I think it is a meaningful moment that the big brand of Nike is taking a political position, basically.
Yeah.
Because they're willfully dividing who might consume their products, right?
Well, I talked to Mark Garagus about this for quite some time, 2 hours ago. And, you know, he's right in the midst of the entire thing.
Yeah. And, out of the storm.
I asked him a few questions. It aired Saturday, did it not? That's our timing. Reasonable
Saturday,
doubt.
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
But Best hour in the universe. Yep.
The last one I did, we got into Kaepernick pretty deep. He just looked at it as very tactical for Nike. I mean, they're versions of making a good social choice and making a shitload of money. It's not like they have to be carved out. Sometimes people do good and make money, and you can argue about it. But they thought about this one, and they thought this is our demographic, and this is going to work nicely.
Fully calculated. There's no chance that Nike, this monstrosity of a corporation, I don't mean that in a negative way, but
the behemoth,
right? The behemoth, yes. That their calculation a quarter century after Michael Jordan, the face of Nike, says, "Hey, Republicans buy Nikes too, buy sneakers too." That Nike is saying we are going to kind of go against what some percentage of America considers. And
I think they do it like this. If 80% of people under the age of 30 are on the Kaepernick mm-hmm. side, and 60% of people over 40 aren't, and then they're going to go where the demographic
Absolutely.
Is. The demographic is always younger. Everyone wants younger right. all the time. And they rightly calculated that most of the people, they're younger, and they're trying to get them into the Foot Locker.
Their opponents wear Keds.
Yep.
Keds, well done.
I'm a PF Flyer man myself.
LA Gear, it's me.
Candies.
All right. What's
this? All right, well, this is awesome just because it's awesome audio, and I can't wait to play it for you. In the middle of a House hearing a few days back, a far-right activist interrupted congressional questioning with Twitter's CEO to yell claims, of all kinds of stuff while recording the moment with her cell phone. And her speech involved Jack Dorsey. He's the CEO of Twitter, of trying to influence the election, presumably, I guess, for banning InfoWars host Alex Jones from the platform. He's now banned. Republican Representative Billy Long of Missouri wanted to drown her out. I think they had enough of the people standing up and interrupting and getting in the way. And he found a very creative way to drown her out as she was escorted out. I'm just going to play the audio so you can hear how he did
mm-hmm.
it.
Ma'am, if you'll please take a seat, or we'll have to have you, then you'll need
President
to relieve.
Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What's she saying? I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election. That is why we're censoring and shadow banning.
How many today? 12 and a half, 15, 7 and a half, $20, 2 and a half, 5, 7 and a half, 30, cap, $30.
I might get drunk and buy a Lamborghini.
$40, 2 and a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 and a half, 15.
They're dying.
Hot $50 down here.
Officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Yep, 2 and a half, now 5, 65, 7 and a half, 70.
He keeps going.
2 and a half, now 5, 75, 7 and a half, $80 to 5, 85, 90. $100 at 10, 10, 10, 1 and a quarter, 1 and a half, 2, 2 and a quarter. Yep, 2 and a half, 7 and a half, 3, able to bomb 300, hit 3 and a quarter, cut 3 and a quarter, now half, 3 and a half, set of 5, 400, hit but a 4, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a half, we're selling the cell phone there, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a half.
Now that's a guy that could do VO work.
Yes,
move over,
for so many reasons.
What is this hero's name?
Representative Long from Missouri.
I love this guy.
He's amazing.
I love this
guy. Did you see his tie? It had a cartoon kid getting a haircut. It was just odd and fun.
The best part about going to any high dollar car auction. Oh, did we ever find Wayne Carini in his, what's his name? No. All right. The part, there's always a funny part when they're trying to auction off a Ferrari for like $22 million. And at some point they stall out at, you know, 21.5, and the auctioneer just goes, look, for a lousy, you know, I'll take $100,000. Just for $100,000, you can own this car, but you're going to let $100,000. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm factoring the $22 million. That was before that. This is last part.
Good pitch,
I'm not,
though.
This part's not going to break me. The $22 million with the 10% then premium tacked onto that might
sway
sting
you
a little bit.
Yeah.
Worst auctioneer of all time, and I'll tell you the story tomorrow, but Mike August. He does not have a fantasy football team, but he conducts the auction in our auction draft, and his style is the worst.
What the fuck is going on here?
Is what everybody says about 17 times over the course of the 3 hours of the draft because of Mike August.
Does he get invited back for like entertainment purposes?
No, he shows up. What do you mean, does he do it?
You gotta give him something to do.
Asked. Yes, an invite is etched to his home.
I had a great Mike August. You know those kind of conversations you can only really have with Mike August?
Oh, yes, I think we all have those.
And maybe Nate Adams and sometimes Dawson, but mainly Mike August, just Mike August. He said, he sent me some website. It was like, this is your sell your own home website. They got your calculator, how much money you can save if you sell your house yourself. And the beginning one had the calculator at 2.5, if your house is $1 million, you'll save $30,000. Okay. And I said, all right. I wrote him back. I said, they're at 2.5. Now, the norm is 5%, sometimes 6%. That's what the realtors get.
They're cut.
Yeah. I said,
commission.
They're using this savings calculator. They're basing it on, you get it for 2.5. What are they comparing it to? 5 or 6? Like, oh, I want to know. And he writes back, 2.5. And I'm like, yeah, no, I can see
not
they're going
part
off of the 2.5. They're saying, I can get it for you for 2.5. But in terms of calculating how much you're saving, are they going off of 5%? Or are they going off of 6%? He then writes back again, 2.5.
I believe I made myself clear.
Right. And then I said to him, wait, Mike, we need to establish a number, like a base number, and then we'll know how much we're saving. I want to know what their base number is. He then tells me 2.5. Again, which I'm looking at.
And what? You could go to sleep secure in the fact that you had a normal conversation with Mike August.
That was a normal.
I said to him, that draft is a rolling like 3 hour roast in which you fake buy pro football players for your fake football team. And I said that you have the quality I most admire and envy. It is impossible to offend you.
I love it.
He is inoffensive, right?
That's right.
You can say anything to him and he just throws his head back and laughs. I wish I was
built
out of that same stuff.
He doesn't get his feelings hurt.
His dad was a football coach and they traveled and that's all
laughs.
They need. That's all you need to know. Yeah. You can't offend him. Yeah. I love that about him. All right. What do we got?
Well, quibbling over pineapple on a pizza. That is so yesterday. We don't do that anymore because there is a new controversial pizza ingredient that people are talking about.
Topping or ingredient?
Ingredient.
You got to find my emails to Mike from, let's see, it probably was over the weekend. I think it was like Saturday or Sunday or something like that.
All right.
You'll have fun. All right.
So this is actually, I call it more of an ingredient because it is replacing the sauce.
Oh, no.
The traditional marinara sauce.
Mm.
Would you like to guess?
Well, is this I'm not even a fan of the pesto in this particular case.
You beg for pesto.
I like pesto, but I like pizza.
Pizza sauce.
As traditional as I can find it.
Comparing to this, you would eat this pesto pizza.
I know what it is.
Yeah,
is
don't
this
tell.
In the interest of health?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
This is just a
fetish? You know why I'm a doctor, right?
Mm. Oh, no. No.
And what?
I have an actual doc. I have received my doctorate.
Oh, like a Bill Cosby type doctorate?
Honorary?
I mean, I don't know if it was honorary, but I was awarded a doctorate from an institute in these United States.
Did you attend that institute?
I've done a lot of great work in this field.
Normally, if you don't attend and they still make you a doctor, it's honorary.
You can try to marginalize it all you want, Adam.
I'm looking for clarity.
Adam, if you're,
I mean,
you can be jealous, but it doesn't look very good on you.
Brian, is this making the picture clear for you?
Yeah, can I guess?
Mm.
Mustard.
You got it.
Dave has a degree from Poupon U.
That's true, I do. That's right. I don't know what's funny about that. I mean, I've done a lot of great work in the field of condiments.
So, wow.
Spicy bread.
This was seen in a video shared by Food Insider.
Mm.
And a pizza place called Lions and Tigers and Squares in New York.
Stop it.
Detroit-style pizza.
That's off of our list.
Yeah.
They use a generous helping of mustard instead of tomato sauce.
Ew.
But to be fair, I guess, it's topped with corned beef and sauerkraut. But it's... And
hold
each
on,
pizza...
Starting to win me back a little bit.
Each pizza has a half a pound of cheese on it. Although this is Detroit style. The Detroit style mustard pizza is unusual. The pizzeria's owner says the pie works. He explains that you have the mustard instead of the tomato sauce, and the mustard acts like an acid the way a tomato does, so people actually like it.
You think it's impossible to offend Mike August? Look no further than Detroit's eateries when they have Coney Island Dog A and Coney Island Dog B next to each other on the same corner. They feuded, they broke off, they literally opened the same Coney Island Dog next door to the other Coney Island Dog. Mike and I had time to kill before the sports bar, so we're going to the famous Coney Island Dog in Detroit. Mike was devastated, by the way. I was like, that's an all right chili dog. Mike was angry.
He was inconsolable.
He was because he'd been promised a world-class chili dog for so long. Yeah. It had been built up to be this high, and he was angry.
One, I am stunned that Mike August has that discerning a palate. He eats everything. How would he possibly be able to divine what's good,
good
versus
bad? He's called the Stone Pelican for a reason.
Precisely, one. Two, while you might like mustard and whatever other nonsense you mentioned there, it might be delicious. Let's just not call it pizza, because it ain't pizza.
Right.
That's not what pizza is.
What you've concocted sounds all right to me,
like
but not with the word
sandwich.
Pizza
I'm
in front
offended
of it.
When you put pizza with it. And three, my favorite of all these things, because this came up about a month ago on my show, is somebody mentioned Detroit style. I said, I don't know what Detroit style pizza is. And it's square, thicker than what you're used to, thicker and square. Yeah, that like Sicilian pizza.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'm pretty sure Sicily existed before Detroit did.
Well,
that's Detroit pizza. People in Detroit, very angry with Dave for saying that. Wait, am I wrong about my history, about my chronology? Sicily must have had pizza
before Detroit did,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But how dare you just claim as a city? Yeah, that's our pizza. That's our style.
Yeah.
I agree.
How devastated were you in August? Was it Pimendi's devastated?
Permantes.
Yeah. Were you that let down?
Don't get Dave. Don't get Dave.
I won't sit here.
You won't. He shan't.
Thank God.
All right. Let me tell you about True Car. You can see if you can. You got my email. All right.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Thank you. That's the beauty. Also, when I send people emails, I'm working off a sort of baseline of them understanding that I was born in the United States, that I have a grasp on the English language, that I'm of above average intelligence, and that I'm not long-winded in the email department. So I don't lay out every scenario. I'll ask like a question, but you also have to, you're dealing with a sane human being here.
Fill in the holes.
You just sent me a website that said 2.5, big and bold. Like, it's probably not what I'm asking about, but I don't always get into the nuts and the bolts. We'll have an email exchange probably everyone has had with Mike August in their life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. You'll ask three questions and you get the answer is sure.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
One this or the is, other.
Sounds yep. good.
This yep. one's even more satisfying. First, I'll tell you about TrueCar. MSRP. You might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. All can be confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car, apples to apples. You lock it in. You do what our own Chris Max Pata did over here, and I think Kaylin as well. You get your car from True Car. Certified dealers set their price competitively so they can win your business. So, when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you have a more confident car buying experience. You go with our good friends over here. True Car, simply the best. True Car, some features not available in all states, but I bet you don't live in one of those states. Later on, so the setup is Mike goes, here's how much money you can save if you sell your house yourself. And then you do the calculator, but the calculator doesn't say what the base number is. And the base number in real estate could be 5%. It could be 6%. And there's a 4% scenario as well. Now, I'm assuming they go off of the 6% because that's the highest and that would save you the most. And if you're trying to make an impact, that's what you would do. Later on, we spun off into Nowheresville when he was explaining to me they're basing it on 2.5%, which I kept saying, that doesn't even exist. And then I would say to him, then he would say, oh, no, if you use the calculator, it'll go up to 6. And I said, yeah, but why would the base be a number that wouldn't prove their point? And he said that, I don't know. I always like when people go, yeah, I don't know why they do that either. And then I go, they wouldn't. That's the whole point.
Yeah, if you're makes talking
no about
sense.
How so much
you
said,
if you're selling men's suits, you don't base it on the raucous bottom price, mm-hmm. how much you're going to save. You go to the fine Italian price, and then you go, now we're going to save you $180.
Can we just go back? So August has a calculator that goes up to 6. Is he willing to loan that out for a little while? I'd like to work some numbers.
It's an online thing. All right. So sorry. He sent me.
So he sends you the link, and then you respond, here's a question. Is that savings based on 5% or 6% commission?
Okay.
August responds, that is based off a 2.5% commission on their calculator. They say they charge a fixed fee of only $3,600 to the seller on a $3 million sale. Hard to believe, but that is what they represent on their site. And by the way, Mike always ends every sentence with an ellipses, the three periods. It's really weird.
To be continued.
Every single sentence.
Oh, it's always to be continued because he doesn't answer your question. Yeah. I had to write him back again and go, 2.5 is their number. What are they basing it? What are they basing it on? We went around for quite some time.
Yeah, and then you go, what percent are they comparing it to? And he responds, 6% is what they're basing their savings off of, ..
That was after a 45-minute conversation where I was screaming into the phone, going, what is their base number? And then I had to explain to him how experiments work, which is you cannot arrive on how much you would be saving if you don't first establish what. I started yelling like, look, variable. If realtors took 50%, Mike, if they took 50%, then it would be a huge mm-hmm. number. And if they, we did a lot of that. All right. But we got to it.
Yeah. You guys got to it. Oh.
All right.
I love you guys' interactions. They're my favorite.
It took a long time.
The cruise is going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I love Mike because Mike can't be offended. I'm exactly with you. All right. What else we got?
Well, speaking of Cruz, Terry Crews has settled his lawsuit with the Hollywood talent agent he accused of groping him. William Morris Endeavor tells USA Today that a deal has been reached in the lawsuit which Cruz launched against Adam Bennett and the agency last December for assault, battery, and sexual harassment would be dismissed. After the news broke, Cruz tweeted one word, accountability, in all caps. The Brooklyn Nine-Nine star claims Bennett groped his genitals at a Hollywood event hosted by Adam Sandler in February 2016. Bennett plans to retire from the agency this week.
So can this be anything other than that guy was drunk?
Yeah, that's...
And somebody went like, go tug on Superman's cape.
That or he thought he was being funny.
Yeah, yeah. There's,
and drunk, yes.
It's impossible that this is some sort of sexual come on.
No.
With Terry Crews' wife standing next to him.
Right, but you take the risk of when you sack tap anybody, you could be the wrong
dude.
Well,
he grabbed and held for 30 seconds, right? Wasn't that the story?
No, it was like...
He said it was like 2 minutes. Like, or something.
No.
Long.
He said like seconds or moments or something.
Okay,
like,
I remember it being a long time.
No, can't. No, he did some...
No, I remember being a long time and thinking to myself, that's insane because that is way too long.
Well, it's what you... It's like... It's our new world order. Like when last week or the week before, there was like, we got to boycott In-N-Out Burger because they made a donation to the Republican Party. And then the guy was like, they gave tens of thousands of dollars. They gave $25,000, which is tens of thousands of dollars, but it's only two of them. You'd be just disappointed if I said, I'm going to give you tens of thousands of dollars. And we settled with 25. Mike says 2.5. Anyway, we're living a world without Terry Crews had to make this into as long as possible. So he used some, but he can't say 5 minutes because you can't do it for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
he said like
it did seem
multiple
long.
Moments or something. He used something that was weird and a little opaque. You know, it was like for an extended period of time or something, which, you know, if somebody put a cigarette out on you for 2 seconds, it would be an extended period of time, but it wouldn't be. You wouldn't go 2 seconds. You just go for it prolonged or
what felt
use
like
something. Yeah, but you can't be minutes because it's
how
impossible.
Long do you stand there at a party groping some dude? 120 seconds.
At some point, isn't it incumbent on the person being groped to take a step back? Like, all right, that's enough.
Brian,
I'll try to find it.
I just remember hearing an amount of time early on. It could have been revised, whatever. But there was an absurd amount of time.
Well, like, no, this was when Terry Crews spoke in front of Congress.
That's what I was thinking too. He was saying he's an abuse survivor.
The news broke in December of 2017. He spoke in front of Congress in March of 2018.
Yeah. Right, so and during that he spoke about this case, and that's when he used the time. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear the whole thing because that guy started auctioning again. He doesn't like the right or the left, that guy. He jumped in and started auctioning cattle right in the middle of Terry was crying and talking about being molested by a Cub Scout leader. And he just went, hey, 25, so. He does that with everyone. I know you thought it was funny with the chick.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was just his thing.
You get up there and say that you're, you had to flee a repressive regime because of genital mutilation. He'll just jump in. He thinks you've been going on a little too long.
Inappropriate, he'll jump in. The congressional hearings for 9/11, I thought.
I thought I was out of line as well.
To me, I thought yes. I thought literally.
And Benghazi, I sort of agreed with. They went on a little bit too long.
The other one's just disrespectful.
It was June of 2018 when he made the testimony to Congress. And the quote he said was, the assault lasted only minutes.
Yeah.
Now,
only minutes.
But what I'm saying is the assault could be the entire interaction with the guy, or it could be the entire grabbing, whatever. But if it was the grabbing, I found it to be an insane amount of time.
Yes.
You finish in that amount of time.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So, anyway, I don't know what the amount was.
I knew there was a specific amount of time given at one point.
I would love to... I hear nothing. I don't know why there wasn't anyone at that party who was like, oh, I was standing right there.
Yeah, and, no witnesses.
Like, he went up and he was drunk and he hit him in the nutsack or whatever it is.
But that is interesting that nobody's come to this guy's defense publicly being like, I was standing right there and that's not what happened.
Well, nobody is coming to anybody's defense in this department ever again.
Right.
That is suicide. That's career suicide.
Was totally innocent. You don't think anyone comes to his defense? To me, when no one comes to the defense, that means that guy did that. That's something that guy would do.
Well, first off, now there's a race factor as well. Now,
true.
Who is going to pipe up? Like, what's in it for you? Yeah. You got to think about everyone's career in a world where, listen, Matt Damon got destroyed for making an obvious statement. He made the most obvious statement in the world, which is Harvey Weinstein and Al Franken. Those two crimes are not the same crime. Let's not confuse those two crimes. He said what everyone thinks. He said that the most obvious, the most progressive, nicest guy in Hollywood who's on the right side of every issue made a no shit Sherlock comment and was excoriated, right?
Yes.
So in that world, who's piping up?
Nobody.
it's not in your best interest.
This podcast.
I'm trying to think about. Yeah, I'm running it through. I remember Tom Brokaw. Somebody accused him of something, and I feel like some of those reporters rallied to him. But yeah, you're right. There are very few instances of that.
I think there was. This is a very Loveline clear situation that Terry Crews was probably a victim, a former victim of something, some sort of assault, probably of a sexual nature, and is now carrying that with him. And if you go up to that person who was victimized, you will pay the price. If you go up to Jimmy Kimmel or Ray and hit him in the nutsack, you'll get a kick in the shin, or Cousin Sal or whatever. But if you go up to any, and you are taking your chances,
yeah,
male or female, if somebody was victimized in the past and you go up and re-victimize them in their head, yeah, or in reality.
Oh.
So the reality is, in terms of this stuff, everyone has had this happen to them. We all pretend like, oh, this is insane. Oh, what? Every guy's hung around with Kimmel or Sal or Oldhoffer or any of those guys has had a version of this happen to him 1,000 times. I'm guessing, although we never did get the complete and utter details, but we're all working off the math that Terry Crews, if he wanted anything to stop, could stop it immediately.
Physically, yeah. Could
That's what it, we're yeah. working off.
Yeah, he said he had an abusive father. Nothing sexual, but...
To your Loveline point...
No, but he did go into rehab for sexual... What?
Oh, he's addicted to porn, I think.
Yeah, so there's something
the
here.
People. Rehab for porn.
I'd like to go into one of those facilities.
It's a sickness. It's a sickness, Dave. It's an illness.
I thought you were being sincere for a half a second, Paul. I was going to say, if you really are condemning me for laughing at porn addicts, come on.
What's the Wi-Fi here again? We don't allow computers on the premises. Oh.
Give me another 23 seconds. I'll be back with you. Hold on.
All right. Where were we?
Well, comedian Norm Macdonald just co-created a dating app? I thought this was a fake story, and then I did a little digging, but apparently it's true. He's not tech savvy enough to use the app himself, apparently, so he's not on it.
Norm.
But he co-created a new video dating app. It's actually a pretty good idea.
Oh, if I know him. He doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't drive. Yeah. Whorehub. It comes to you. You know what I mean? You just sit around in your apartment in Marina Del Rey, and they bring the pussy comes right to your apartment.
Yeah,
that's his thing.
One of the great experiences of my life was getting to shoot a bit one time with Adam Carolla and Norm Macdonald, who aren't just two of the funniest people, but then also have two of the most distinct voices and are vaguely similar. And in fact, if you try to do a Norm Macdonald impression, I'm not a good impressionist, but it's hard to do a back and forth between
them. That guy sounds hot.
That was Adam Carolla.
I don't know anything, Norm. It's hard to... You would have to be a master impressionist to be able to do a two-way conversation between Norm and Adam Carolla.
I think Norm injured himself.
Yeah, that's right.
And he sued somebody.
That's right. He did get hurt shooting something for the Kimmel Show. And by the way, people think I sound vaguely like Adam. So if anybody was on the outside listening to the three of us, it must have truly been annoying.
That's when he vowed to never leave his apartment again.
Start with it.
We shot some sort of basketball bit or something, and Norm injured himself.
That's right, and he had to get a rub down in the green room of the Kimmel Show directly after. It was like a whole to do. That's right. I remember.
Slightly higher maintenance. That's how you can tell the difference between us, not in the voice, but in the attitude.
Norm.
All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge, and then we'll learn about this app.
It's
heat,
crazy.
Friction, viscosity breakdown. Rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance. Up to 10%. Castrol Edge, man. Engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure, helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times,
fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown and leading oils. Castrol Edge. All right, Sorry, what do you got?
So the app came out of a company, a corporate gig, where he met this Canadian entrepreneur, Vivek Jain, who complained about his lack of success finding dates. The two decided to combine forces and come up with an app that would eliminate the awkwardness of a first date. It's a pretty good idea. So it's the first video-only app. That's the only way you can communicate with anyone. There's no pictures or profiles. It's just videos. So you upload your 8-10 second video and whatever, and once connected, you have your first date via video, and then your next date takes place within the first 24 hours. So technically, your first date is your second date, and it's supposed to make you more comfortable since you've already video chatted for 10 minutes or whatever.
Let's get Dawson on this right now.
You single?
No.
Oh,
he's not single? What? You banging Lisa anyone, Love?
Or moving girlfriend? On.
Oh. Well, just in case, if anyone's interested, it's called Loko, L-O-K-O. And that is, that's where you want to be if you want to eliminate that awkward first date. Loko for love.
And you go back and forth for how long?
Well, you video chat. So your first date technically is you live chatting.
Oh, I thought
chatting.
You said like 8 or 10 seconds or something.
Oh, no, that's your filled with cottage cheese.
Your profile.
That's your profile. Your
and
profile's
then you go,
video.
Then you go
and
back
and forth.
And
then if it's a match, you can go
they
on your
said
first
date.
Date
is in within 24 hours.
Yeah, then for some reason it wants you to set up your first actual meeting within 24 hours so you're not stringing people along or whatever. It's a pretty good
I
idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
So...
I don't
Norm.
Trust Norm, but okay. All right, one more.
All right. Well, the full lineup of celebrities for the 27th season of Dancing with the Stars will be announced Wednesday on Good Morning America.
27th?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know who's been revealed so far?
Sure.
All right.
Anything.
Well, it's not Lisa Welchel, but it is former Facts of Life star Nancy McKeon.
Joe!
I knew it!
Joe!
She's been announced. Joining her will be Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton, model Alexis Wren, Dukes of Hazzard star John Schneider.
Oh, just getting good.
Former NFL linebacker DeMarcus Ware, Paralympic alpine skier Daniel Umstead, and radio host Bobby Bones. And this is going to premiere September 24th on
DeMarcus
ABC.
Ware is a handsome devil. He's one of them handsome devils.
Now, don't you easily
no VO work for him?
Don't you easily predict Mary Lou Retton?
Because, she's be
because
in her 50s,
of the
right?
Yeah, but you know, it was like what's her name? Who was
the skater?
Yeah.
But she was much young.
It's the same principle, though. She's flexible. She's lithe. She's used to doing routines.
Yeah, but she's tiny, though. Isn't that going to be an optical weirdness to
maybe
adjust
all the Olympic athletes are always laser focused and willing to put in the even the NFL running backs and stuff like all the athletes. The reason they got to that level is they have this crazy.
Yeah. Well, so do linebackers, I would imagine. But they don't.
Yeah, the NFLers do it well. But Mary Lou will be the whatever. And I mean, they're like Chrissy Yamaguchi. She's a warrior. She literally. I looked down at her foot backstage. She like rolled her ankle in one of her, 14-hour practice sessions or something. She's like the only one who was better than her partner was. And why shouldn't she? She does it on ice. And it's a whole long story. But when I was explaining to everyone that Christy Yamaguchi was going to kick all our asses, they were like, yeah, but she's used to being on ice. This is the parquet. And I said, oh, okay. So I can juggle on a unicycle, but how are you going to do on carpet?
When you sit still.
I think I'll do better. That's how I think I'll do. It'll be easier, fucking idiots. Yeah. So I told them, I told everyone they're just going to kick the shit out of all of us. They were kind of like, she's used to ice. Yeah, 10 times harder than what this is.
By the way, they still rehearse on the floor.
She had a huge, I know, she had a huge, really like a softball sized lump on top of her foot where she like rolled her ankle during her 14-hour practice. It was like wearing a strap shoe where the strap was like going over the huge ball, and she's getting ready to go out there, And she's like taking the needle like in North Dallas 40. And I said, I looked down and I went like, oh man, that looks like it hurts or something. And she just looked at me and she went, don't worry about it. She's
Bad
a fucking
ass.
Assassin. I'll tell you who has the biggest advantages. Anybody who moves here. See, she lived in like North Carolina or whatever. So I was like, I'm doing my radio show. Then I'm going to practice for about 80 minutes and then I'm getting the fuck home and eating. Like, that's my only thing. people move here and they stay at the dance hotel and they got nothing.
Nothing but time.
Nothing else to do.
They got nothing but that. Yeah, the people who come in are definitely, you know, if you're handicapping this thing, anyone who's local, go ahead and drop them down.
I thought you were maybe
places.
Demanding a do-over.
Between you and Yamaguchi.
Well, dance off, yeah.
I'd like to watch that.
All right, did we bring it home?
We'll do it right now. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
He's wrong, you're wrong, and you're all propagating a lie.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Awesome. Putting the stakes down on Mount Pius this show.
I didn't care for that tone.
Simply Safe, I do care for that. That is your home security. And Simply Safe is simply awesome. Home security, that's what it should be. Great protection at a great price. SimplySafe.com/Adam. No hidden fees. It's SimplySafe.com/Adam. All right, Seattle Moore Theater this Thursday.
It's beautiful. Already here. I can't believe
it's it. It's here. Beautiful, beautiful theater, the Moore Theater. If you're in the area, come on out. Tickets left, you can say hi to us. That'll be this Thursday. We're doing a live podcast. Phoenix and Anaheim coming up. Chassis, you guys can go check that out. Two S's and a Y. Lots of good stuff and lots of free stuff over at Motor Trend. You can watch Adam Carolla Goes Racing and have fun with that. See the channel on Pluto TV for free. Say hi to Lynette over at Carolla Drinks, man. Get ready for football season. Lots of good stuff here in California.
Yes.
Get some Endless Rant, IPA, and the lager. Sheck loves that stuff.
I do, both.
Total Wines and more. You can go there and say hi to our friends over at Podcast One, the real GM football podcast with Jeff Risden. Check that out as well. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dave Damashek and Dennis Miller and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan saying mahalo.
I don't have any opinions on men.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Download and subscribe to the new podcast with Bald Brian and Sonny Carolla. It's called Fantasy BS. Get it on Podcast One and iTunes Podcasts. We'll see you at the Moore Theater on September 13th. For tickets and info on all the stuff that we are doing, just go to adamcarolla.com.